COVID-19 is now taking a terrible toll in Australia. 77 people died in the latest reporting period, the country's deadliest day of the pandemic. Daily infections are easing slightly, though, leading some senior health officials to suggest this COVID wave may have peaked. But others insist it's still too early to tell. Annie Guest looks at the predictions for the coming weeks.
As an expert in two COVID fields, epidemiology and biostatistics, Adrian Esterman is confidently predicting the end of the Omicron wave is in sight.
I think just about in every state and territory it's either reached the peak or it's now coming down the other side.
So this is really good news.
It is good news.
The University of South Australia professor says WA is the exception.
I mean, Western Australia is obviously the standout because it hasn't any cases, so we have to exclude Western Australia. But apart from that, most states and territories are doing extremely well at the moment.
While politicians have also been sounding optimistic, the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, Dr. Kerry Chant, says it's too early to say if her state has reached its Omicron peak. And there are data issues. PCR testing has declined, in part replaced by less reliable home COVID tests, which are also hard to get hold of. So what gives Professor Esterman confidence?
I don't judge it by the case numbers themselves. I judge it by the trending case numbers. And in most states and territories, we're seeing an effective reproduction number below one, which means that the outbreak is dying out. So that's why I make that call.
How can you be sure also when the testing measurement has changed?
Well, when the actual day or two after the testing measurements have changed, then the numbers aren't that reliable. A few days after the change, then numbers settle down again.
The head of the Melbourne School of Global and Population Health, Professor Nancy Baxter, says there are also clues in the hospital data.
But overall, when you look at case positivity, when you look at the rate of increase of cases or the change in cases at day to day, when you look at the rate of increase in hospitalizations, it does appear that in many of the states we are reaching a peak in cases.
If that's the case, why are hospitals under so much pressure? Professor Esterman again.
Hospitalizations always follow a few days after case numbers because it takes a while before someone gets sick enough to go into hospital.
And deaths also follow later.
So if we can expect hospitalizations to start coming down at, let's say, the end of January, but I would hope before then I might expect to see deaths coming down a week or two after that.
Professor Nancy Baxter urges caution.
But the thing is, we still have a lot of COVID around.
And the downwards trend in new cases could change.
It's a good thing, don't get me wrong. It's good if the cases have peaked and we're on the other side of the curve, but it's not now we can relax everybody. There's no reason that the peak can't unpeak. We can't start going up again, right?
And even if the Omicron wave recedes, Professor Esterman adds, it's not the end of COVID.
I'm not sort of Australia's equivalent to Nostradamus, so I can't get a crystal ball out and tell you what's going to happen. I think what's most likely to happen is that we'll start seeing these daily cases numbers going down. We'll see hospitalizations coming down. We'll see deaths coming down. And then we get hit by the next variant. And then they'll start going up again. Constant roller coaster of up and down, up and down, up and down.
The only way to stop the roller coaster, he hopes, are new vaccines.
Annie Guest reporting.